You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. I am Tracy Ross. Alan Vizzuti, internationally famous trumpet virtuoso, will perform with the Murray State University Symphonic Wind Ensemble and the MSU Jazz Orchestra as part of the 66th Annual Quad State Senior High Band Festival Friday at 7 p.m. in Lovett Auditorium here on campus. To talk about it, we're pleased to have Murray State's Director of Bands, Dennis Johnson, on Sounds Good today. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Tracy. Appreciate it.
Well, tell me, how did this matching with Alan Vizzuti come about?
Alan came here just a few years after I came to Murray State, which would have been about 87 or 88, somewhere in there. And he was a friend of our trumpet teacher at the time, John Schlabach. And John said, I think I can get Alan Vizzuti here. And I went, let's do it. And we did an old-fashioned Sousa band concert at the time, and Alan got into it. He just really thought that was neat. He brought an old cornet with him and dressed up in a sort of an old-time Sousa band costume, and it was just a great time. I mean, I really appreciate his efforts to get into that genre and help us out. He did some old cornet solos, and it just turned out so well, and I never forgot about it. And then earlier in the spring, I got a call from Bradley Downall at the Gleeman Marr Center, and he said, I'm getting Alan Vizzuti, and you want to double up? And I went, let's do it.
Can you tell me, what effect does this have on the students when you bring in someone like Alan Vizzuti?
Well, naturally, all of our trumpet players know Alan Vizzuti, but also most of the music students are very familiar with Alan and his recordings and his appearances, and many of them have actually seen him at some point in time and just were amazed that we could bring him here to Murray State. So we're going to take advantage of him. He's going to do a master class with the trumpets on Wednesday afternoon, and then we have a rehearsal that evening, and then on Thursday he's doing a master class with our Quad State students. So on top of performing with both the wind ensemble and the jazz orchestra, we're putting to good use. He's also going to work with the participating high school directors, so it's going to be a great time. So in addition to his incredible playing, he's just a nice guy and willing to help us out.
Let's talk about the show on Friday. You're going to begin. The Symphonic Wind Ensemble will play Ecstatic Fanfare by Stephen Bryant. Tell everybody about this.
I guess if you could name your own piece, you'd say like Fabulous Fanfare or something like that. Well, Stephen, who's a good friend of mine, just called it Ecstatic Fanfare because he took it from some musical material he wrote some time ago, and which was called Ecstatic Waters. And so he took some of that material and made it into a fanfare and called it Ecstatic Fanfare. So it's a great concert opener, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
And next, Alan Vizzuti will take the stage and join the wind ensemble in his composition, The Rising Sun.
That was one I didn't know about until we started getting the parts and rehearsing. And it's an interesting concept. He's taken the ideas of Japan from the Shogun era all the way up to the present bullet train. And so there's three movements, and with the trumpet and the wind ensemble, you get sort of a geographical tour of early Japan and present-day Japan.
And then you're going to play the Carnival of Venice. This is a piece that I'm not familiar with from Vizzuti.
It's an old standard encore piece. A lot of the trumpet players have done this, and Del Stegers, who is a trumpet player, made an arrangement, and Alan sort of takes some liberty with that, but it basically follows that. And it's just a showcase. Alan just takes the trumpet to new heights with that piece.
And then tell us about A Moment in Time.
Jim Curnow is a Kentucky composer. He teaches on the faculty at Asbury, and he has his own publishing company, and is well known and respected among wind ensemble and orchestra directors. This is a three movement work where here's another Japanese connection. He takes the poetry from a 16th century Japanese poet and Thoreau, and compares the two in musical language that describes A Moment in Time, which talks about the mountains, the wind, sea, And it's very descriptive, and I think it's probably the best piece that he's written, and he's written a lot. But this is one that the Wind Ensemble and I really enjoy rehearsing.
And then Dr. Todd Hill and the MSU Jazz Orchestra is going to come out, and they're going to play charts that showcase, I guess, the artistry of Vizzuti.
Yeah. Some of our artists feel uncomfortable in the jazz idiom. Last year we had an oboist, and certainly she felt a little uncomfortable. So we leave it open to them, but certainly Alan doesn't feel uncomfortable at all and very, very comfortable in the jazz idiom. So, yeah, you're going to see another side of Alan. There's a couple charts that he and Todd agreed on. And so on top of the great artistry of our own jazz orchestra, you're going to see Alan in a little different light.
So this sounds like a wonderful night of music Friday. And, of course, the best part is it's free.
It's free. It's a great price.
And again, that's the Symphonic Wind Ensemble and the MSU Jazz Orchestra with guest trumpet virtuoso Alan Vizzuti. It's Friday evening at 7 at Lovett Auditorium. Thank you very much, Dennis, for being on the show today.
Thanks, Tracy. Appreciate it.